News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And also on 93.3 and 93.7 FM. Welcome to In Focus. It is Monday, October 26, 2015. I'm Eric Stone, joined by your host, Kathy Dawes.
And in the studio, we welcome Manhattan Parks and Recreation Community Relations Director Angie Sutton, also the new Recreation Director, Randy Clifford. We welcome Randy to our program today. And do want to remind our listeners, questions or comments, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But I know, Randy, we welcome you. I'll let Angie maybe briefly kind of to ease things up a little bit. Tell us a bit about Randy, how long he's been here, and then we'll let Randy speak for himself. So
that's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Randy joined our team a few months ago. He has a background in recreation with positions at numerous parks and recreation agencies in Kansas, and we're very excited to have him to the team and what his experience in other communities has to offer. But I think he's fitting in nicely. He enjoys and gets my sense of humor, so I appreciate that.
Right.
Well, welcome, Randy, and welcome to Manhattan. Tell us about yourself, if you wouldn't.
Well, thank you very much for the welcome, and it's great to be here in the community, and I'm enjoying getting settled in to the job. My position involves working with a lot of different people across the board in our community with the various program areas that we serve in recreation. So I really want people to number one, know that we're always happy to talk to folks about everything interesting, anything interested in discussing with us about recreation. Come see us, and the door's always open. But my background really is working in several different agencies. I was fortunate to had my first job out of college in a little one-man department back in St. John, Kansas, and it all started from that, and went from St. John to Coffeyville, also spent time with agencies in Salina, and most recently Dodge City, and opportunity to work with a variety of different settings with recreation programming and as an administrator or director in several of those programs. So it's been a good experience for me, and I'm really pleased to be able to take that background and put it to work here in Manhattan and get involved with some of the exciting projects that are happening here. And just, I think we're kind of primed to do some big things here.
Well, and as I said, welcome. And it sounds like you were in some pretty active communities before, too. Dodge City, I'm thinking, would be pretty busy, and Salina also. But I'm sure they kept you busy with a variety of things there.
So. They did. They've all been very engaging positions that I've enjoyed. And we work with people every day. That's what makes these jobs so interesting. And a lot of good things happening in Dodge City with their focus on developing tourism and entertainment in that community. And doing a lot of facility improvements and enhancements, something that I think is helping them kind of move forward in their growth in that part of the state, and trying to really build that community too.
Anything in particular bring you to Manhattan?
Just the time was right, really. It seemed to work out that at that point in my career where I was looking for that opportunity to be a part of a team that had some definite goals in mind. With the recent strategic plan that was conducted here, and just some of the momentum from that toward making some facility improvements here in the community, that's something that I was excited about, being part of that, and just have an opportunity to join a little bigger department again and work in that setting is something that I think was of interest to me as well.
Well, moving along, and I know, Angie, there's been a tremendous amount of construction, and I know that what's going on at City Park and right around City Hall kind of all relates back to Parks and Recreation, and you're going to give us an update. I know a lot of interest in that.
Yes, I think probably what most people in the community are noticing, because they're driving through that area, is the construction, the improvements that are happening at 11th and Fremont, which is that northeast corner of City Park. This is a project actually through Public Works, but obviously it does affect City Park. That will be signalization of that intersection, which will really provide the addition of traffic signals and turning lanes, which will better manage that vehicular and pedestrian traffic at the intersection. What we're the most excited about is for bikes and pedestrians, the access to and from park will be improved with that safer crossing. Also, the trail around the park, most of the park is that 8-foot wide sidewalk, and in that corner of the park it is not. So we were able to, as part of this project, take that from a 5-foot wide trail to an 8-foot wide trail. So that part is partially done, so you can continue to use the trail around the park during this time, but overall the construction there won't be concluded until I think they're shooting for January. Of course, there's always weather and things like that to keep in mind, but they're shooting for January on that. On the south side of City Park is that City Park Pool parking lot improvement. That's kind of a mouthful, but that is not only the pool parking, but pedestrian and bicycle and drainage improvements happening there. There were extensive upgrades to the pool in 2010, but improvements to the parking lot and other areas surrounding the pool were not completed at that time. So this project, the goal of this is to improve pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular access to City Pool, add some better parking to serve all of our programs and activities overall. So if you've been there during a very busy Arts in the Park season, you'll know that parking is kind of a premium near the stage area. And so this will definitely improve that service to people. It will improve the drainage. So, you know, if you've tried to run from City Park kind of across that ditch and it's kind of squishy, that will be resolved, and that will increase some usable green space within the park. Speaking of green space in the park, we are adding 32 new trees as part of this project. So, you know, I think last count we had 433 trees. We lost a couple in the lightning storm. Now we're adding some. So generally we're roughly around 450 trees in the park. We actually had some people go out and map and count those measure those. So that's kind of a neat project. But the pool parking lot will be closed during this project. So it does affect a little bit of the service to that Points shelter, the playground. Of course, the splash park is closed right now. And I don't think anyone's going to want to actually go to the pool right now, obviously. So this project is being funded through that quality of life sales tax. So people know when they're purchasing something and they're paying sales tax, this is one of the benefits that you're getting. We're shooting to have that project completed in April of 2016. We can talk about this, you know, at another time a little bit closer, but there will be some North Park parking lot improvements too, between like that Wilson ball field up in that area where a lot of our college students park, or if you are going to Aggieville to visit a business up there, that parking lot will be paved and marked to organize parking a little bit better. So a few more improvements in that area. We continue to work on that City Park master plan. Always appreciate, as Randy said earlier, we want to hear from the public. Let us know what you want in City Park. We're finalizing that last bit of design, and we'll bring that back to the advisory board and to the commission, but certainly welcome any comments, any thoughts between now and then.
Are you getting quite a few reactions from folks? And I know when you were putting together the master plan, you had a lot of input into that, I know.
We did, and I'm smiling because I like people, and as community relations director, that's my job, is to get people involved. And sometimes people may approach me and say, oh, you probably don't, you know, you probably get tired of hearing from the public. We don't. The public is who uses our parks and playgrounds and ball fields and programs and activities. And so, you know, we like to know what you want. It really helps us in our planning. And parks are for the people of Manhattan. And really, even City Park is what I call a destination park. We have people coming from other communities to use our park. And if we don't open our phone lines and our emails and text and, you know, Facebook comments to really hear what our users and potential users want, then we don't really know what to deliver. I mean, we're professionals in our field, of course, and we kind of generally know what's popular and what people would like, but always welcome comments, always welcome questions.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and I know Randy has some things to say about Annenberg Park too, like construction just going on all over the place, but we'll come back to that momentarily. And again, we have with us today new recreation director for the City of Manhattan, Randy Clifford, also Manhattan Parks and Recreation Community Relations Director Angie Sutton. Again, if you have questions or comments about Manhattan Parks and Rec, now's your chance to call 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.